Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here we go. So this gives us an opportunity to relive some of the magic and see if we agree or disagree with some of DeAndre Hopkins' teammates. I think, first of all, the one that got brought up in the piece that I couldn't find a highlight for, because it technically wasn't a highlight, it didn't count. It got called back by a penalty, and I know you remember this, Rich, because it came against your New York Giants in week three of 2014, where Hopkins made an incredible catch on a ball, like down the field, down the middle of the field, reaching back around with, literally caught it with one hand like it was a baseball, but it got called back because of a penalty.
Yeah.
That was a great play. So a few people brought that up. Here is the one, they asked Brandon Whedon. Here's the one that Brandon Whedon brought up.
Yates, who's taken the place of the injured Brian Hoyer, goes under center. Second down and 10 from the 21-yard line of Cincinnati. Three wide, into the nickel he views. Crouched under his center, gets the snap, drops back five. Cocks his arm, throws an arching spiral pass, far side of the end zone. A one-handed leaping catch on the side of the end zone. Caught! Caught! Grabbed in the miraculous catch by Hopkins! A 22-yard grab! How in the world did he snare that ball?
That was the Monday night game, week 10, against the Cincinnati Bengals in 2015. The Bengals Bengals were undefeated, I think, at that point
in
the year. Handed them their first loss. Kevin Harlan, because it was a Monday night game. I think the rest of these are Mark Vandermeer. But Kevin Harlan, Westwood won. Credit them for the audio from a few years ago. I don't know if you remember that play or not, Clint. I know we watched the Texans the last few years, maybe slightly closer than you have.
Yeah, I mean, I remember some of the great ones. I can't remember who they were, who he was playing, and what time of the game it was, and all that. But I mean, obviously, it's just time and time. I mean, he does it. This guy does it 3 or 4 times a game. And
yeah,
you're just like,
that's the thing. This is not an easy thing to narrow it down.
Yeah,
it's not. So that was with T.J. Yates at quarterback, by the way. I think that needs to be pointed out. I think these highlights all have different quarterbacks that have been throwing to him, which is symbolic of what his career has been like.
He may have a Ring of Honor case. T.J. Yates.
Oh, I think they just need to create a separate thing for T.J. Yates. You know, he needs some sort of recognition. Here is the one, Greg. They asked Greg Mantz, who of course started at center for an entire season in 2016. And here is the one. This one is fairly recent. Not this season, but it was towards the end of last season.
Shotgun to Yates. Fires left side looking for Hopkins, who tips it to himself with one hand. Pulls it into the back left corner of the end zone. The officials are conferring. Did he get both feet in? He tipped it to himself, and a touchdown for the Texans. What a catch for DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, so I lied. That was another nationally televised
that
game.
Wasn't Vandy.
That was not Vandy, but that was the Christmas Day game last year against the Steelers.
Right.
So that was a nationally broadcast.
Was a forgettable game other than that catch.
That's why I'm so glad he's putting up other highlights this year, because I'm hoping that this will shove that Pittsburgh catch aside, because it was the only touchdown in a 34-6 game. But that was another. When you go to the NFL's website for highlights, if it's a nationally broadcast game, they use the Westwood One stuff. That was a play towards the end of last year. That was an amazing catch. He tipped it to himself and landed on top of a defender in the back of the end zone, DeAndre Hopkins against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
yeah, I was only on the sideline for 1 year with D-Hop, his rookie year in 2013. And this is very obscure, I know. But I believe it was a preseason game at Carolina. Might have been somewhere else, but it was a preseason game on the road, where I happened to be standing at about the 5-yard line, and he came down the sideline that I was standing on, and he made a catch over defender, and he made it look like there was an invisible staircase that he was climbing. I mean, it's like he jumped, and then he went higher in midair. It was an amazing, amazing athletic thing. And that, for me, that's you know, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, and of course, he had teammates that brought up the one, gives us a chance to relive Sunday again. They brought up this one.
Second and 9 from the Houston 24. Watson in the gun. Two receivers left. Hopkins to the right side. QT in motion to the right. Watson fakes the pass to QT. Now throws it downfield to his left. Has Hopkins across the 45, 50, 45 of Dallas. Spin move. 40, 35. DeAndre Hopkins inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. What a catch and run by Nuke!
Just instinctively, you know, all it takes is a glint sometimes for you to know where someone is. And playing football for so long, you kind of anticipate the hit like that.
That was DeAndre Hopkins talking about the two spin moves that he made on that catch and run. I think for some people, for a lot of Texan fans, given who the opponent was and given the time of the game, that and given the recency of it, obviously, that's the one that's replayed. That's erased any highlight that was listed at number one for a lot of people.
Yes.
They erased whatever it was, moved it down to number two, and put that one at number one.
No doubt. And the crazy thing about the catch itself, and this is what to me separates him from 99.9% of the other guys out there, is that he does things like that with unbelievable effortlessness. I mean, it's unbelievably just kind of in stride, just plucks it out of the air. Most guys have problems. I know I listen to a lot of Dallas stuff about Dez, and people are blaming the interception off of Austin's hands that went into – they're saying Dez was a bad throw. It was a little bit off, a little bit high.
Right, right.
Hop makes that with one hand and never breaks stride.
Oh, you
know, it's
me?
One of those like, come on, man, are you kidding me? It's the level of ease is just – it blows my mind.
Incredible balance that he showed on that play to be able to get those extra yards. And the suggestions are coming in on the DWIattorney.com text page, like spinner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, for the name of the play. That's pretty good.
The whirling dervish, which is, I think, an obvious one. The Texas twister, the Taz, as in Tasmanian devil. Double D hop has been suggested.
That's not bad.
I'm thinking, and this is corny, I know, but since it took down the Cowboys, something like Buck and Bronco or something
Cowboy killer
rodeo related.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where a cowboy gets thrown.
Hey, Rich, you have so many projects on your plate right now, though, trying to figure out Patty Smith's decade from an hour ago.
There's a reason they don't give these shows to monkeys.
That's exactly right.
I got a feeling old Patty Smith's, her project's going to get a little on the priority list, isn't it? I got a feeling where that one's going to rank.
My favorite Hopkins performance, it wasn't maybe a signature play, but my favorite Sunday of DeAndre Hopkins football that I've seen is when he basically ended the career of Darrell Revis as a top-notch corner in the league.
Yes, he
right?
did.
That was a game where they played with T.J. Yates at quarterback. That was a game where Cecil Shorts threw a touchdown pass. I think people were feeling like they needed to kind of, you know, just empty the playbook out there. Or Cecil Shorts would say shrink the playbook because you had T.J. Yates in there. But Hopkins was amazing that day. Here's one highlight from that game, a long pass where he just ran right past future Hall of Famer Darrell Revis.
Fake handoff to the left. Now stepping in the middle and throwing straight down the center of the field is Yates. Deep for Hopkins. He catches it at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Houston. DeAndre Hopkins. A 61-yard touchdown catch from T.J. Yates.
I want to say he had only like 5 or 6 catches that day, but he went for like $1.50. That was a 61-yarder. And that was a big talking point in the week leading up to that game was the battle between Hopkins and Revis. It was a TKO, man.
Yeah.
Knocked him out.
You know, how does – I guess it's Revis is the answer to this question, but it interests me, and only because I've watched – now, I don't know how he gets so open. We're talking about great catches, obviously.
Right.
But I don't know how he gets so open, or in this case, gets man-to-man coverage in critical situations so damn often.
Yeah.
It's like the one guy – if I'm a defensive quarterback, the one guy that ain't beating me is Hopkins.
Yep.
You ain't beating me.
Here are some numbers. If you're making a case for DeAndre Hopkins as the best wide receiver in football, and I think he's the best wide receiver in football, and I think he's the best football player on this team right now. Here are some numbers to back that up. His Pro Football Focus grade, he's number one among wide receivers in his overall grade, number one in his receiving grade, number one in yards, number 6 in yards per route run, number 9 in deep yards, and he has 39 catches with no drops so far this season. That's the most receptions without a drop of any wide receiver in all of the NFL.
Wow.
He is undeniably great. One more bit of audio I want to get to here because I think we've got time. Bill O'Brien was mic'd up this week for NFL Films, and not a lot of it is really great radio because it's mostly the audio to go along with the video with O'Brien. It's a lot of grunting and screaming and yeah and this and that, you know, just during the game, during the chaos of the game. But there is a sequence I do want to play, and I encourage you to go watch it. It's about 3.5 minutes long. It's a good watch. It's not as good a listen, but this part is very, very good. This is O'Brien approaching Hopkins before overtime started, and then O'Brien saying to his staff in the headphones that we need to find something for Hopkins right here. Talking about right before the play they ran, the 49-yard catch and run. Here is the audio from O'Brien mic'd up.
We got to go 2 minute right now. We got to be in sub and go trips and spread and do the best we can to get to the ball.
4:40 to go in overtime. Touchdown, it's over.
Give me something for Hopkins. Some play for Hopkins.
Watson fakes the pass to QT. Now throws it downfield to his left. Has Hopkins across the 45.
No! 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 No!
DeAndre Hopkins spin move. What a catch and run by Newt!
Oh, what a move.
And if you missed it, the first part of that was O'Brien talking to Hopkins, saying, we got to find a way to get you the ball. And yep. Shortly after that was O'Brien saying in the headset, we got to find something for Hopkins. And then, I don't know if it was the next play, but it had to be close to it because they didn't run that many plays once they got the ball back in overtime. They got the ball to Hopkins, and the rest is history.
It's a cool video. Like you said, it's about 3 minutes, and it's definitely worth checking out, a little behind-the-scenes stuff. A couple of different texts coming in mentioning when he broke D'Angelo Hall's ankles on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that wasn't in a game.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool moment, and to be honest with you.
It was a cool moment.
It was a cool moment. He did, like, it's one of those things that's taken on a life of its own. Like, Hall kind of slipped.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It's not like Nuke, like, went, like, shook him, went left, right, and then Hall went the wrong direction. Like,
right. A lot of talk after that.
He ran a stop-and-go route, or he ran, like a comeback route, and Hall slipped. But whatever. Look, we live in Houston, so if it lives on in lore as this great ankle-breaking play, so be it.
And I think the best one that's come in on the text page on the spinning move that beat the Cowboys is simply Hurricane Hopkins.
That's not
the
bad.
Spinning motion. I like that.
That's not bad.
That's nice. I like that one. It's got a little ring to it.
Yeah, a little alliteration.
Yeah, that's good. And it's a tip of the hat to the horrific weather that we had here a year ago. It's a tip of the hat to the natural disaster that is most indigenously tied to our part of the country.
I kind of like it. Hurricane Hopkins, that might work.
Yep. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.